Today's daf is Yevamos daf Peches, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new perek, the 10th perek of Masechtas Yevamos, perek Ha'isha Rabba. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Meshabe ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Leah Gittel bas Devora, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibodel Chaim Toiv, Reb Chaim Dov. So, new perek, new topic. The Mishnah is going to discuss a halacha related to a woman, a married woman, whose husband went to Medina Sayyam. She hasn't heard from him in a while. Edim came and told her, I was with your husband, he died. Based on that, she assumed she's an almana. She's no longer married. She's allowed to get married to somebody else. The kachav, she went and got married to somebody else. The achar kach ba bayla, and then lo and behold, her husband, who she thought had died, showed up. And the question is, what is the halachic status of this woman? That is going to be the topic of the Mishnah, and that is going to be the topic of the ensuing Gemaras. Now, the Mishnah is going to be divided really into two different subcategories. The first category is, what happens if two Edim came and told this woman that her husband had died? Meaning, when she got married, it wasn't just based on assumptions. It was based on two Edim. Al pi shnayim Edim yakum davar. Trei Edim ar kimei Edim. And it was based on that she went ahead and got married. Now, it turns out that Edim lied. No one says because Edim say something, they're necessarily telling the truth. It's exeris akasiv, that you're supposed to follow Edim. But just because Edim say so doesn't necessarily mean it happened. Turns out these Edim had made a mistake, or they had deliberately lied, but either way, one category of halachas as relates to this woman is, what happens if when she got married based on the testimony of two witnesses? Another category is, what happens if they weren't two Edim that told her that her husband died, but it was only an Ed Echad? One Ed walked into Beis Din and said, you should know, I was with this woman's husband, and he died. Now, ordinarily, this conversation would be dead on arrival, excuse the pun, because an Ed Echad is not Neman when it comes to serious matters. Ed Echad Neman be Surit, but not by Dine Mominus, not by Dine Nefashis, not when it comes to punish somebody, and not by Dovah Shabbat. Stating that, one of the themes of the Daffin that we're going to learn right now is there was a special kula, we'll see why, that the Chachamim believed in Eid Echad to say that a married woman's husband died. The Pashat reason is Mishum Aguna Kilu Bei Rabbana. But either way, an Eid Echad is believed. So the Mishnah is going to discuss these halachas where it turned out that when she got married, really she wasn't supposed to get married. Both from the standpoint of what happens if there were two Eidim, a more regular case, or what happens if we were relying on the special kula that we trust in Eidecha when it comes to Eidus Isha. As we're going to see in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, there's a nafkamina, and really many nafkaminas, depending on whether this was based on two Eidim, or whether this was based on an Eidecha. So with that introduction, Zok Tehillah Gemishnah, Isha Sholach Bailu Medina Sayyam, there was a married woman whose husband went to Medina Sayyam, Uvo Uva Amrula, and then they came and they told her, Meis Bailich, your husband died. V'niseis, and she got married based on what they told her. V'achakach Ba Bailu, and then her husband showed up. So the halacha is teitze mize umize. She's not allowed to remain married to the man that she had just gotten married to under the premise that her husband was not alive. Additionally, she's not allowed to go back to live with her original husband now that he showed up. Now, very importantly, Rashi, the first Rashi in the Perek says, Bo va'amrullah, who are they that told her? Be'ed Echad. It's referring to an Eid Echad. Now, of course, in the Lashon of the Mishnah, it's very dachuk, because Bo va'amru is a Lashon Rabbah. So it certainly sounds like the Mishnah would be talking about a case where there were two Eidim. But Rashi already says what the Gemara is going to say, and that is the Bo va'amru is really referring to an Eid Echad. So essentially what the Mishnah is saying is that if an Eid Echad was the one that told this woman that her husband died, she got married based on the testimony of the Eid Echad, and then her husband showed up. So the halach is teitzei mizeh umizeh. Now let's just talk this through for a moment. Teitzei from the second husband, that's obvious. She's an eishes ish from her first husband. Turns out that the marriage that she had to the second man was a tos. She had no right to marry him. She's an eishes ish, and as a result, for sure she has to be teitzei from him. But why does she have to be teitzei from her first husband? Bechura, she was always married to her first husband. Nothing changed. Now, it's true she went and married somebody else. It's also true that an ishas ish, that's mezana tachas baila, is also a baila. But she wasn't mezana tachas baila. She followed the psak of Bezdin. She followed the halacha. So luchura, why would the halacha then be teitzei mizeh u'mizeh? I understand teitzei mizeh as in the second husband. But why teitzei from the first husband? So Rashi gives us a little bit insight into what the Gemara is going to say. And that is that although it's true what she did was sort of Ba'oinis, or certainly B'shoigig. But at the same time, there's a little bit of a tefiyah on her. Because the Gemara is going to say that although it's true, the Chachamim believed in Eid Echad when it comes to Eid Asisha, based on the fact that we feel sorry for her because she's an Aguna, U'mishum Aguna Akilu Bei Rabbanon. But at the same time, it's all in conjunction with the idea that we trust the woman that she's going to do proper due diligence before she marries somebody else. What's known as Daika Isho Minsiba. And being that this woman apparently didn't do proper due diligence, so we're going to give her a knas. And the knas is going to be that she's not going to be able to stay married to her first husband. Either way, so that's the first of the many halachas that the Mishnah is going to say. Teitzei mizeh u'mizeh. She can't be married to the second husband because she's an atheist. She can't even be married to the first husband. That's a knas. Additionally, the tzricha get mizeh u'mizeh. She needs to get from the first husband and from the second husband. Now here too, we need to speak out. The fact that she needs to get from the first husband, that's pashut. She's married to the first husband. Why does she need to get from the second husband? So here Rashi does not give us any insight. Rashi says, mefarish b'gemara. So we'll wait for the Gemara to see what that means. All the schosim, the financial schosim that a woman would ordinarily have if she's married, she doesn't get not from the first husband, not from the second husband. Then not lamizeh, and let's say she took all the aforementioned things, taxer, she has to give it back. Another halacha, v'havlad mamzer mizeh mizeh. If she would have a child from either one of these husbands, the child would be a mamzer. What does this mean? If she has a child from the second husband, the child's going to be a mamzer. And if she goes back to the first husband, then and has a child, that child's also going to be a mamzer. Now, if she has a child from the second husband, the vlad's a mamzer, that's easy. She was an HS ish. Turns out, shoygig, whatever, but the bottom line is, this child is the technical textbook definition of what a mamzer is. Nebuchad mamzer is eichet mamzer. If she goes back to the first husband, that child's also going to be a mamzer. Now, why would that be the case? She was never married to the second husband. So if she goes back to the first husband, she's married to him. So l'chura, that child should be a kosher child. So here too, she's going to be a mamzer. Rashi says, midivreim. It's not midirei, so she's only going to be a mamzer midirabon. All part of the knas that the chachamim imposed. Another halacha of aloi, Zevzeh metamala. In the event that these two men were kohanim, a kohen is not going to be metama to a mace, but for the kroivim, the seven kroivim, he is allowed to. One of the seven kroivim is his wife. In these instances, both of these men would not be able to be metama. Again, the second husband is pashut; he's not married to her. But even the first husband, it's a knas; he can't be metama to her. V'loy zevzeh zakoyin loy b'mitziyaso v'loy b'maisiyadeh v'loy b'afaris nedareh. Ordinarily, a husband has a schus in a mitziya, as in elu mitziya shaloy, that a woman finds. A man has a schus in her maisiyadeh; if she earns a living, he has a schos in it. Additionally, he can be made for her nedarim. So all these halachas are not going to apply. Let's say this girl was a bas Yisrael. Nifsala min hakahuna. The halach is she's going to be pasul min hakahuna. Why? Because we look at her marriage to the second man as being an illicit marriage. Thus, she's considered a zayna. A zayna is not allowed to marry a kohen. Ubas levi min ha-maiser. In the event that she was a bas levi, she's never going to be able to go back to eat maiser. Now, this is already a very big chiddush, because there's no halacha that says anywhere that a bas levi that is a zayna is not allowed to eat maiser. In fact, we spoke out a whole raid bite on why a bas kohen, that's nischalala, loses her rights to eat truma, but a bas levi doesn't lose her right to eat maiser. But that is the halacha. So why bas levi min maiser? So this already you have to say is a knas ba'alma. The chazal decided to give her a knas, and the knas is that even though bas levi ordinarily is allowed to eat maiser, here you're not going to be able to eat maiser. Additionally, bas kohen, if she was a bas kohen min a truma, she won't be able to eat truma. The respective yarshim, meaning the yarshim of the two husbands, would note would both not be able to yarshin the ksuba? The Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. We just said she doesn't get ksuba. So if she doesn't get ksuba, so why do I need another case in the Mishnah to tell me that the yarshin don't yarshin the ksuba? The emesu, in the event that these two men die, achiv shalzeh, the achiv shalzeh, chalzim v'loy miyatmin, a little bit of yivamis. The two respective brothers are going to have to do chalitza. They won't be able to do yibam. Let's explain it. If the first husband dies, who's really married to this woman, the halach is she technically falls liyibam. Assuming there were no children, so she's going to fall Yibam. Ordinarily, the brother would have a mitzvah to do either Yibam or Chalitza. Over here, he's going to have to do Chalitza. And the reason is because we treat this woman as an Eishes Ish Zin Satachas Baila, meaning we treat her like a Soita. We learned the Sugi in the first parak of the Masechta that a Soita, even a Suffix Soita, even a Tsarist Soita, is Chaletzes Filoy Misiabemis, in some cases, no Yibam, no Chalitza. So the point is we look at her as a Soita. And because we look at her as a Soita, so therefore, for sure, you can't do Yibam. Really, she's not a Soita, and as a result, you're going to have to do Chalitza. Why, if the second husband dies, and he had no children, would she fully Yibum to his brother, and his brother have to do Chalitza? There was no marriage. So Pashup Shad is, just like the Mishnah said in the beginning, Tzricha get mizeh umizeh, he would have to give her a get. That means, on some level, we're considering there to be a marriage here. So on the same level that we dehera marriage, that he would have to give her a get, we dehera a marriage that the brother would have to do chalitza. Pashup Shad in the Mishnah. Either way, this is really the hakdama to these sugyas. So the Mishnah just told us a whole kitzur Shulchan Aruch of these halachas. Now the Mishnah is going to mention different shitas hatanoim that argued on some of the details that we saw so far in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi said, "Ksubas al nichsei baila rishon." Tanakama said that this woman doesn't get a ksuba, not from the first husband, not from the second husband. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says from the second husband there's no ksuba because they were never married. But the first husband, they were married. As a result, he has to give a ksuba. Rabbi Loza argued with a different detail in the Mishnah. He said, "Harisha." Tanakama said that none of the husbands get the schus in her mitzia maisi yodayim and afaras nedarim. Coined Rabbi Lazar, the first husband would. Reb Shimon argued with a different halach in the Mishnah. That is biyasa oy chalitzasa me'achav chorishayin poiteres tzarasa. That the first husband, if he dies, then she would fully yibum, that we know, but not only would she fully yibum, but the brother would be able to do yibum. Meaning, whereas the Tanakhama said that the brother would have to do chalitza because we see her as a soita that's falling the yibum, Rav Shimon says, no, you could do yibum as well. Now, the truth is, Rav Shimon's lashon is, biyasa y chalitzasa piteres sarasa. It sounds a little bit like it's only a bidiyev, what Rav Shimon's saying. It sounds like it's really not lekhatchila, but we've seen Rav Shimon already earlier in the parak, and we know from what we saw earlier that really Rav Shimon doesn't just mean bidiyevid, but really Rav Shimon means even lekhatchila. So he didn't just mean on a bidiyevid, he meant it on a lekhatchila level as well. Additionally, Rav Shimon said, ve'in havlad mamzer. The halacha is that in the event that she goes back to her first husband and has a child, that child is not going to be a mamzer. Zok the Mishnah. All this is true in the event that it was bova amrula. And what does bova amrula mean? A chiddush. Rashi says be'ed echad. However, ve'im nisei shaloi b'shus. What happens if she got married shaloi b'shus? So this whole Mishnah reads a little counterintuitively. If nisei shaloi b'shus means there were two eidim, so it was shaloi b'shus that she didn't need b'shus. Usually shaloi b'shus means I told you to listen and you didn't listen. No, shaloi b'shus means she didn't have to come on to Rishus Bezdin because it wasn't only an Eid Echad, but rather there were two Eidim. So then the halacha is, if there were two Eidim, Muteres Lachzer Loi, then she would be allowed to go back to her original husband. Meaning, if you had the same exact case, where it was the Ishin Shaholach Bailam Dina Sayam, and not one Eid came, but two Eidim came and said, Meis Bailech, and then he showed up, so the halacha would be, of course, you can't be married to the second husband. She's an Eishes Ish, but to go back to the first husband, that would be okay. So, essentially, what the Mishnah is saying is that in the event that an Eid Echad came and said, Meis Bailech, she got married, and then the husband showed up, Teitze Mizeh Umizeh, she can't go back to the first husband. If there were two Eidim that came, however, then she would be able to go back to the first husband. Zok the Mishnah, Niseis Alpi Bezdin, if she got married Alpi Bezdin, Teitze, so the halach is Teitze from the second husband, but like we just said a second ago, she could stay married to the first husband. I'm sorry, Niseis Alpi Bezdin, if she got Alpi Bezdin, meaning it was an Eid Echad. So Bezdin was the one that gave her a shus to get married. Send Allah is Teitze Mizeh Umizeh Upturim in a carbon. Additionally, she won't have to bring a carbon. Meaning, usually, an Eish Asish, that's Mizana, Tachas Baila B'Shoigig, would have to bring a carbon. because it's a chayv krisus b'mezid. Anytime a person does an aver b'shogeg that had he done b'mezid or had she done b'mezid, it would have been chayv karis. Talachas, you would have to bring a chatos. Says the Mishnah that p'tur min ha-karbin, loy nises al pi bezdin. If, however, she did not get married al pi bezdin, meaning she got married based on two edim, then the halacha is going to be teitze only from the second husband, but she will be able to go back to the first husband, the chayeves bekarbin, and in this case, she's going to be chayev karbin. Zok the Mishnah, if that's the case, yofa koyach bezdin shapoitim in a karbin. Even though koyach bezdin in the Mishnah sounds like it's garua, it's not yofa, because when she got married al pi bezdin, then teitze mizeh umizeh, she can't go back to her first husband. If she got married shaloy al pi bezdin based on two edim, then she could stay married to the first husband. However, as it relates to carbon, there already it's going to be different. As it relates to carbon, if it happened al pi bezdin, she doesn't have to bring a carbon. If it happened shaloy al pi bezdin, it happened al pi edim, being that she's an eshes ish that was mezana b'shoigig, so the halach is she would have to bring a carbon. Hayru bezdin linase. What happens if bezdin gave her a right to get married? Meaning, an edecha came, and you now have a right to get married. V'holcha v'kilkala. And then she was mezana. Meaning she didn't get married to somebody else. She was kilkala. Then chayeves bekarbin. Then she already is going to be chayev bekarbin. Shlo yitiru el linase. Because even though it's true, she did it al pi bezdin. And in the Mishnah, you see, doing it al pi bezdin is a ishur. It's a ptur in carbon. But that's only if you did what bezdin told you you could do. Meaning when this woman was told her husband died, what was bezdin telling her? You want to get married, you could get married. They didn't tell her she could be mezana. So although it's true, the psak of Bezdin was that your husband's not alive, but the Ptur Karbin is only for the specific heter that she was granted. And being that all she was really granted to do was to get married, and she was never granted to be Mazana, can move on. So it's for that reason, in the event, that's what happened. And then the husband showed up, so it turns out she's an Eishes Ish, that was Mazana, Tachas Bailo. So in that case, Taloch is going to be Chayeves B'Karbin. Either way, it's a long Mishnah, there's a lot to talk about. And let's jump in. Zok the Hilgi Gemar Midik Tani Seifa Nisse Shalei B'Shus Muteres Lachzer Loi. When pin that when it's in the safe of the Mishnah said that in the event that she got married Shalei B'Shus, what's the Halacha Muteres Lachzer Loi? The only time it says to Mizeh Mizeh is if she got married B'Shus Bezdin. But if she got married Shalei B'Shus Bezdin, then the Halacha is she's Muteres. So if that's the case, Shalei B'Shus must mean Bezdin Elo Be'Edim. Right? Obviously. Then the taich of shaloi brishos means shaloi brishos bezdin ela be'edim. Meaning, as we spoke out when we learned the Mishnah, usually when it says shaloi brishos, it means she did something wrong. But you see from the Mishnah that when the Mishnah in the second seer said that she got married shaloi brishos, it didn't mean she did something wrong. How do I know that? Because when she did it shaloi brishos, we're more make. Dear the halacha, she's allowed to go back to her first husband. So what then does shaloi b'shus mean? Shaloi b'shus means not she did it against Bezdin, but she didn't have to come on to Bezdin. Because what she had was she had Edim. So that means the second case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah that says muteres lachzer loy, where it's not teitzim mizeh umizeh, that's talking about where there were two Edim. Michlal says the Gemara, deresha b'shus Bezdin. That means that the resha of the Mishnah is talking about where it was b'shus Bezdin ube'ed echad, which is a chiddush. Why? Because the Mishnah says uvo v'amrula, like we spoke out in the beginning of the Mishnah, like Rashi speaks now in the Mishnah. But the bottom line is this one line is just the Gemara's way of proving that the ratio of the Mishnah, even though it says uvo v'amrula, which sounds like we're talking about two edim, is really talking about where all there was ed echad. Only you see one thing from this Mishnah, ed echad neman, that an ed echad is believed, which is a chiddush. So you see an ed echad is believed to say that this married woman's husband died, and based on the testimony of the ed echad, Bezdin would give her rishus to get married. Zok the Gemara, a chiddush, right? But not now, you see this chiddush in another place. Halacha is that we allow an Eishes Ish to get married, even if an Eid Echad walks into Bezdin and says, I didn't even see myself that this man died. However, I was somewhere and somebody told me that that's what happened, meaning it was an Eid, but he was coming me P8. Even an Isha, who usually is not Kasha Le'edos, me P Isha, where she heard it even from another woman. Better. The Isha, mi pi Eved. A woman walks into Bezdin and says, I heard from an Eved that that's what happened. Eved Kanani. Umi pi Shivcha. Or from a Shivcha Kananis. But what do you see from all this? Al Me'edach Mehem. And again, you see Edechas believe it. Tananami. And I'll bring you a third source that Edechas believe it. Edechas goes over to somebody and tells him, you ate Chalev. Now, they're telling him that he ate Chalev Ashoigig. If someone eats Chalev Amazed, he's Chayiv Karis. For that, you don't need Edus. That David should take care of. But If someone eats chela b'shoigig, being that it's a chayvei krisus, so he has to bring a korban chatas, what's known as a chatas chela, right? That was like the standard chatas that was brought. That's why very often when Chazal wanted to refer to a korban chatas, they simply refer to it as a chatas chela. So here you have an enecha that goes over to a person and he says, "Rebid achalto chela." Who I mean says, "Lo yachalti." Lo nachon. Ladam, zachu, I didn't eat chalav. So the halach is potter. He doesn't have to bring a carbon chatas. It sounds like the only reason he doesn't have to bring a carbon chatas is because he categorically denied it. Ha ishtik, but if he would be quiet, mehemen, he would be believed. Meaning the eidechad would be believed. Alma, you see from here, eidechad mehemen, you see that an eidechad is believed. So, the midday raisa. Now is he believed? He's believed even midday raisa. How do you know he's believed midday raisa? Because you see that we're going to allow an eishas ish to get married based on the eidus of an eidechad. And you see that you're going to allow a person to bring a carbon, which is chulam bazar, if you get it wrong, based on the testimony of an eid echad. So you see an eid echad is believed even midday raisa, and the Gemara says, minolan, how do we know that? So we're trying to find a makar now to the fact that an eid echad is believed on a day raisa level. So the Gemara, the Tanya, it's based on a braisa. And the Gemara now is going to bring a few attempts, and then eventually, when we get to the end of the Gemara, around the two dots on Peches Amar Aleph, we're going to come out with the makar. What exactly is the source that an eid echad is believed? So the Gemara says, maybe we know it from the following braisa. It says, "Oy hoida elov chatasai." Now this braisa is talking about a korban chatas, that if it was hoida elov chatasai, if it was made aware to this person, the fact that he sinned, so the halach is, the end of the pasuk is, "Vehevi karbonai sira season tumim and kebal chatasai ashachato." So this person has to bring a korban chatas. So we darshan like this, "Oy hoida elov chatasai, veloi sheyoidiyu acherim." It can't be that someone else told him about it and he doesn't know about it. Meaning he has to acknowledge on some level that it happened. And the makar to that is, oyhoida elov. Elov, it has to, sedafim gefelin. It has to be something that makes sense to him. He has to know about it. But if they tell him and he denies it, so then the halacha is he's not going to bring a karma chatas. You would think that, let's say, he's not even makhish will be potter. Meaning, maybe oyhoida elov means is that he has to remember, yes, it's true, I know 100%. Is that true? No. Talmud Loimar, oy hoida elav. It doesn't say, oy yoda, Rashi says. What it says is, oy hoida. And from the fact that it says, oy hoida, that's the raya, that what it means is, that even if he doesn't know himself, but he was told, that's going to be enough. Mikol Market says the Gemara, hey chidami. So what exactly is this case? This braisa that's talking about, where if it was hoida elav, meaning he didn't know about it, but they told him about it, so then the halach is he would have to bring a korban chatas. Are we talking about a case where two edim are the ones that told him and he didn't deny it, and the pasuk's coming to tell me oyhoida, doesn't say yoda, to teach me that he has to bring a korban chatas? You need a pasuk for that. Two edim are always believed, so why would I need a pasuk? Must be it's talking about, well, one person came. You see that if, as long as he doesn't deny it, so the Eidech is going to be believed, and what? He's going to have to bring a carbon chatas. Shmami, no, Eidech Nemes, you see, Eidech is believed for a carbon chatas. But the Gemara says, Mimai, the Mishum, the Mehemin, how do you know that the reason he's believed over there is because we taka believe the Eidech, but don't we Mishum the Kashasik? Maybe the reason this person has to bring a carbon chatas is because he himself was quiet. The Shtika Kohida, Damya. And it's based on the fact that Shtika is Kohida. What's the Gemara's point? The Gemara's point is that you don't necessarily see from here that an eid echad is believed. All you see from here is that maybe if he's quiet, his shtika constitutes adah. But let's say he would say, eini yodeya mefurish. Well, let's say later he would be makrish. It could be Mitaka wouldn't believe the eid echad. Maybe it's all predicated on shtika kaidah. And the way the Rishonim explain the Gemara, just taking it then full circle to our Mishnah, it's not going to help us in our Mishnah. Why? Because in our Mishnah, there's no shtika kaida. Again, we're going to focus really on our Mishnah, even though this is a very general shmooze. But in our Mishnah, we're talking about Isha Shalach Bailam Dinas Yamei, the Echad comes and she was quiet. That shtika kaida, she has no clue what happened. So that can't be a shtika kaida. But the Gemara says, you don't see necessarily that an Echad is really believed as an Echad is believed. Maybe all you see from here is shtika kaida. And the Gemara says, Teda, I'll prove to you that maybe what this really means is shtika kaida. The Ketani Sefer, because the Mishnah that we brought had a seifa. The Mishnah said, "Eid echad oimer achalta chelav, hu oimer lo yachalti pater." Right? Then there was a seifa to that Mishnah. Omru shnayim achalta chelav, not an eid echad. Two eidim said achalta chelav, oimer lo yachalti, and he said, "I didn't eat pater." There already he's going to be pater. Rameir mechayev. Rameir says that you're going to be chayev. Meaning, the Reish is talking about an eid echad. The seifa is talking about two eidim. Eid echad, everyone says pater. He denies it. That's the case in the Mishnah. Potter. The Seif is talking about, now we're in Eid Echad, but two Eidim. So two Eidim said, Ochal Tochelev, and he said, Lo Yochalti. The Chachamim say the same Potter. Ramey over here says, Chayv. Om Ramey, Ramey said, Kal Vachoymer. How could you tell me that if a person has two Eidim telling him he has to bring a Korban Chatas, he's not Chayv Chatas. In Heviyu, Shnaim Lidei Misa Chamura, Lo Yiviyu, they Korban Akal. Two Eidim always believe, two Eidim can give a person Misa's Bezen. How could two Eidim not be strong enough to be Mechayv a person? Carbon, Armalois, Chamim, Tolgram, Meir, I hear, Abimayim, Yerzalayim, Mezid Oyisi. What would be if he wanted to say Mezid Oyisi? Meaning, if he would say Mezid Oyisi, the Edom have no way of knowing whether he's a Shaygig or a Mezid. So, being that he has an Amonus to say Mezid Oyisi, sounds a little bit like a Migu, but the bottom line is that being that he could have said Mezid Oyisi and then he would have been believed, so it's not really that he's denying the Edom, or even if he is denying the Edom, he has a Migu and therefore he's believed. But the bottom line is, over here it's going to be believed. So the Gemara says like this, Reisha my time makom chayvi Rabbanon. The Rabbanon in the Reisha were Mechayev. In the case where he was quiet, right? So the ratio was Eid Echad Oymer Ochal Tochelev, Vuhu Oymer Lo Yochal Tipater. But if he's quiet over there, the Chachamim hold, you're going to be Chayev, right? The Chachamim were consistent. That if he says Lo Yochal Ti against an Eid Echad, Potter. Lo Yochal Ti against even two Eidim because of Amigu, Potter. However, if he's quiet, when there's an Eid Echad, then you're going to be Chayev. What's the reason? Ilay Mishom the Mehemin. Is it because we actually believe the Eid, Vatre Baalmo, two Eidim, Afagaf to come Makhish Lohu Inu Mehemni. When it comes to two Eidim, even if two people didn't contradict, or the person himself contradicts the Eidim, what's the halacha ordinarily? The two Eidim I believe. Vikop Patri Rabbanon. And still the Rabbanon say you're going to be Potter. So if the Rabbanon hold you're Potter when there are two Eidim, then L'chayra, you should also be Potter when there's an Eid Echad, even though you're quiet. So if the Rabbanon hold you Potter connected to Eidim, even though two Eidim are always believed, so an Eid Echad, even though you're Shaisik, even though you should be Potter, Elalav, you have to say the reason is very, very simple. Mishum de Ishtik. It's because at the end of the day, he was quiet. V'shtika kaida damyo. And shtik is kaida. Meaning, the Gemara is saying, from the fact that when two Eidim say, Ochalta, and he says, Lo Yochalti, we don't listen to the two Eidim. What does that mean? That means that Eidim saying something when it comes to Ochal Techelev is not enough. Because the Eidim have to know that it was B'shoigig. I mean that I could always say Mezid Oyisi, so you can't really give enough credibility to what the Eidim say. So if that's the case, Eid Echad shouldn't need to be believed. Meaning, you're telling me there's a chasarin in the Iker Eidus of Ochal Techelev. So if that's true by two Eidim, even though there's nothing wrong in the Hilchas Eidus Shabbai, but it's more because of the toichen of what they're saying, and they have no way of knowing you're a mezid or a shaygig, and therefore the halachas, if you say, lo yochal to connect two Eidim, even though you would never in any world be believed, but over here suddenly believe, why? Because the Eidus of Ochal Techelev is a shvach Eidus, so why Eid Echa, where the person's quiet, and he says Ochal Techelev, is the halacha that he's believed? The Teretz says it can't be else the Eidus of the Eid Echa, it must be because of the shtika. So lam the shagamara. It must be it's because of the shtika. And if the reason is because of the shtika, so you have a raya that the reason that he's believed is not because of what the Eid Echad is saying, but all it is the shtika. So this can't be the makar that Eid Echad is believed. You can't say that the makar that Eid Echad is believed is from the parash of Chatas, because Eidos by Chatas is stam and nishtan Eidos. You always have to come on to the Baldover. You always have to come on to his shtika, his oida. You always have to come on to that. So if that's the case, that can't be the makar to the halacha of Eid Echad, nemen bisurim. That can't be the makar to the halacha that Ishna Shalach Baila Medina Sayam, the Eidos Isha. And Eid Echad is believed. It can't be the makar to this concept. We're trying now, we're literally starting from the beginning. We're trying to find the makar to the nemanus of an Eid Echad. This can't be the makar to the nemanus of Eid Echad, because that works in conjunction with a shtika kaida. So the Gemara says, Elo, what is the makar svara here? It's a svara. You want to know why Eid Echad is believed? It's a pasht, this svara. Midin havi a chaticha, safik shal chelo, safik shal shum. What would be if you had a chaticha? You had a piece of meat, you're not sure if it's chelev, which is not kosher meat, or if it's shum, it's kosher meat. Then Eid Echad walks in and he says, I know for a fact that it's Shuman. The Mehemin, he's going to be believed. So just like an Eid Echad is believed in that case to say that it's for sure Shuman, so too, L'churi, he should be believed in our Mishnah, and that's why the Eid Echad is believed Be'edos Isha. Now Rashi says, number one, how do you know Eilech is believed in that case? Mechatesi. So this is a famous Rashi, Ayin Gittin Daf Beis, but Rashi says that the reason is because it just has to be that way. There's no way in the world that anytime a person serves you a meal, he has to show up with an aid on his right and aid on his left, and they have to have an Agot HaSeidus in Bezdin, mutalach, you're allowed to sit down and eat this piece of chicken, right? If that was the case, every time a man came home, so he would have to kashu his kitchen before he ate. It doesn't make sense. It's impossible that that would be the case. So it's in Svara, we know that a person is believed to say food is kosher. Zoysay meres, that when it comes to inyonim of Isser v'heter, the halach is in Eid Echad is going to be believed. And if an Eid Echad is believed, in that case, the Gemara now is taking a great leap of faith, and it's saying that Eid Echad is going to be believed in our Mishnah. But the Gemara says, Midami, it's not a tzur shtot our Mishnah. Over there, lo yischazik yisura. Over there, we don't know anything about this piece of meat. No one ever told us meat was not kosher. As far as we know, it probably is kosher. So an Eid Echad comes and says it's kosher, whatever. He's not going kineged a chazok. He's not going kineged a previously established hanacha that maybe we would feel that bring more proof that what you're telling is the truth. But in our Mishnah, you're going kineged iser. Hacha is chazik yisur de eshes ish. Because in our Mishnah, this woman is an eshes ish. And because she's an eshes ish, so l'chura for an Eid Echad to say that her husband died, you're destroying the existing chazak of eshes ish. Who said Eid Echad is believed to destroy a chazak of an eshes ish? And the oid, the ein davash erva, bachas mishnayim. And not just that, how are you comparing davash be'erva to issa v'heter? Issa v'heter is chomer, of course, but all it is issa v'heter. And it's true, Eid Echad nemen b'yisurim. And by the way, this is the makar. But in terms of a woman who, if she gets married, the child is going to be a mamzer, and you have all the implications of arayos, this is already maybe more chomer. So really, two kashas. Number one, it's true that Eid Echad is believed, but Eid Echad is only believed when he's not going kineged a chazaka. In our Mishnah, he's going kineged a chazaka. V'oid, and Eid Echad is believed when it comes to a classic is v'hetev, when it comes to davar she'be'erva, where do you find Eid Echad is believed? Holy dami, the Gemara says, if you want a comparable, you want a shteltsu, our Mishnah to a case of Shuman and Chalev, this would be the case. El Chaticha, you have a Chaticha, the Vadei Chalev. That was Mashur Chalev. I'll say Eid Echad, but I'm a barley the Shuman Hava. And Eid Echad would come and he would say Eid Shuman, Lema Hemen. Of course he wouldn't be believed over there. So you see that Eid Echad is not believed Kinegada Chazaka. But the Gemara says, no, that's not a good Tzushtel. That Mashal is not a good Mashal. Why? Because Midami Hasim over there, in your case, where you know for sure it's Chalev, even if 100 people would come, right? The Gemara is tripping up on a technicality. We said, I know for sure it's Chaylov. You know for sure it's Chaylov. Even 100 I'm not believe. Over here, I could hear it's a little bit different. Because over here, two Eidim for sure would be believed. If two Eidim would be believed, maybe one Eid should be believed as well. So again, we don't have a makar that an Eid Echad should be believed in our Mishnah, but we also don't have a kasha from Chaylov and Shuman, right? Just to Chazar, what the Gemara just did. The Gemara is trying to find the Makar. How you know that if an Eid Echad comes and says that this married woman's husband died, the halacha is she's muteris. And what did the Gemara say? What's the Makar? The Makar is because you see it by every Eid Echad and Bisurim. You have a piece of meat, Safik Chela, Safik Shuman, Eid Echad is believed, so why should Eid Echad not be believed here either? And the Gemara said it's not a Tzushta. The Eid Echad is believed there because he's not going Kineged a Chazaka. The Eid Echad should not necessarily be believed there because he's going Kineged a Chazaka. And then the Gemara said Matuncha, meaning I'll flip it. Not only do you not have a makar to the Mishnah from your case, I actually think we have a problem from your case. Because in your case, Gufa, with the case of Chelev and Shuman, if you would know for sure the piece of meat is Chelev, then the Eid Echad would actually not be believed. So if the Eid Echad is not believed in that case, in this case, she also shouldn't be believed. So the Mar says, no, that's not a kasha. Because over there, your case is where you know for sure it's Chelev. If there's a piece of meat you know is Chelev, and then Eidim come and they tell you it's Shuman, obviously they're lying. But in our Mishnah, just because you know she was once married doesn't mean her husband didn't die. The Arayah of two Eidim would come and say, for sure we'd be believed. We wouldn't be having this conversation. So the Gemara says, I hear Arayah and Chelev and Shuman nish, aba akasha oichin nish. Okay, but that doesn't really help us much. At the end of the day, we still are looking for a Makar. The Makar is not Chelev, the Makar is not Sofik Chelev, Sofik Shuman. So what is the Makar? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the Makar. Midin havi atevel hektish v'koinomos. You can prove it from Tevel, you can prove it from Hektish, and you can prove it from Koinomos. So what does this even mean? Tevel means you had Peris that were Tevel, and somebody says, I was Masakin the Peris. What does it mean to be Masakin Tevel? We just learned the Gemara. It means Truma Gedoyla, Maiser Rishon, and Maiser Sheni, Maiser Yoni. We're applicable. Or you had something that was Hektish, and the person said, it's not Hektish anymore. It's not hektish. Or koinomos. You had something that was usher because it was an Isser Neder, Isser Koinam, Koinam means Nidre Isser, and the person says it's not also be Koinamas anymore. Just like an Eidechet is believed by Tevel, Hektish, and Koinamas, so too an Eidechet should be believed in our mission. So the Gemara is going to talk each one of these through. Hai Tevel, Hei Chidami. You're coming to me with such a pashtus that for sure Eidechet is believed when it comes to Tevel. Oh, if believed by Tevel, he should be believed here as well. What's the case of Tevel? If it's talking about where was the person's own Tevel, meaning a person has a field and he says, I was masakin these peiros. It's true, he's believed. But you know why he's believed? Because it's biyodoit for him to be masakin it. And there's a special nemonis that a person always has when it's something that he's capable of doing. Discussion in the Rishonim and the Achroinim, the Shef Shmeitzer, what biyodoit is. It's a, like a migu type svara. It's an amanus, but whatever the reason is there something called biyadai. And because it's biyadai, maybe that's why he's believed. In our Mishnah, she's not biyadai. What's the biyadai? For her to kill her husband, right? It's not biyadai. Elo, the achas. Maybe it's talking about, and what you're trying to say is, then no, a person is not only believed when it's his own peiros, he's even believed when it's someone else's peiros. So the Gemara says, one second, Michael, what do you hold? If you hold that a person can be mafrish truma from his own peiros on behalf of somebody else, then it's the same biyodai. And if you hold that a person can't be mafrish truma from his own peiros on behalf of somebody else, the Omar, and he says, I know you're danubei the miskin, and he just says, I happen to know for a fact that it was fixed, meaning that it's not Tevel, he grew from Inola, Mechtesa. I don't know if that's true. Meaning the Gemara knows that a person is believed to say that his peir is Amasukin. How do we know that? Because that's just the way it is. That's normal. That's Oilam Kimen Hagai Hailik. Just like we know a woman is believed to tell her husband your supper is kosher. So too, this man is believed to say that he was Masakin his peir. But who said a man's believed to say that his neighbor's peir is Amasukin? No one ever said that. Mechtesa. There's no Svarah that says it should be that way. So the Gemara says, I don't think you see anything from Tevel. What about Hektish? Mar says, you see it from Hektish. A person is believed to say Hektish is not Hektish. Hektish Nami. What kind of Hektish are we talking about? Kedushas Damim. Are we talking about Kedushas Damim? So Kedushas Damim means where the value of the item is Kaddish, its underlying value, but the Heftz is not. Lamay Nafkemina, one Nafkemina is it can be Poyde Kedushas Damim, it can't be Poyde Kedushas Agog. So if it's talking about Kedushas Damim, shouldn't it be Yadil of Taisa? Oh, so the reason it's believed to say that it's Chulin is because he could be Poyde. Kedushas Agog, and if it's Kedushas Agog, so Idi Day, if it's his, Mishum, the Biyadil of Chuliala. Even then, Kedushas Agog, you can't be Poyde Kedushas. Like if you can't transfer the Kedusha, but you can be Oikud the Kedusha Lamafre, you can unwind it by saying I have Charata on the Hektish. Hektish works with the Parish of Nadarim, and as a result, there's a way to unwind, there's a way to get out of it. But there too, it's biyadai. Mar says aladacher. Maybe it's talking about where it was someone else's kedusha sagov. By the way, you could be poida not only your own kedushas damim, you could be poida someone else's kedushas damim also. So when it comes to kedushas damim, whether it's yours or somebody else's, it'll always be the same. So Mar says no. Maybe it's talking about where it's kedushas sagov, and the person saying yodana be de itchel mari aleo. I know that Pliny was shoyl. The Gemara says, you're telling me he's believed, and that's a raya that an echad is believed, even keneged chazaka. He grew from inala, and how do you know he's believed? So Mar says koinama is. Let's visit Koinomas. Koinomas Nami. What's Koinomas? And that Ikos of Yesh Mila B'Koinomas. If the person knows Yesh Mila B'Koinomas, Machloik is in the Gemara, whether Koinomas has Kedushas Hektish or doesn't have Kedushas Hektish. Me'ilo is Alocha and Hektish. Yesh Mila B'Koinomas holds that Koinomas is governed by laws of Hektish. Eim Mila B'Koinomas holds that Koinomas is not governed by the laws of Hektish. There's a famous Chakira from the Mishnah Lamelech in Mesechtes Nadarim that discusses Lamanda Amar Yesh Mila B'Koinomas. How far do we treat Koinomas by Hektish? He has studied that it's literally like Hektish. But either way, Yesh Mila B'Koinamos, or Ein Mila B'Koinamos. So says the Gemara, Ikos of Yesh Mila B'Koinamos, the Kedushas Damim Nachsaluhu. So then it's regular Kedushas Damim. It's not Kedushas Agov. So if Koinamos is Hektish, it would be like a Kedushas Damim type of thing. So the reason he'd be believed to say that right now it's not Kaddish anymore, it's not a Koinam, Mishun de Biyadil of Taisa, because it's again, it's Biyadil. Ikos of Ein Mila B'Koinamos. And if you hold a mila b'koinamas, v'isa ba'almahu derachiv luhakasve, and all it has is a regular issa, meaning you can't be poyedit. But still, idi day, if it's his, it's true he would be believed. Mishun l'biyadi l'chuliyala. Because if he's the one that made the neder that this thing should be aser, so he would be believed to say that right now it's okay, but only because it's biyadi to be shayul on the neder. Elodach. Maybe you're bringing me a raya from someone else's neder. So you have something that somebody made a neder on, and you're saying it's mutter. V'omar, what's your basis? Anoyadana de itchel mari. I know that he was shoyl, says the Gemara. He grew from Inola. Nechatesa, that's the halacha. So the bottom line is, says the Gemara, I don't have a makar to this halacha. The Mishnah started off Isha Shalach Bailam Dina Sayam Uvov Amrula Mez Bailach. That sounds like there were two Edom that came. But the Gemara proved from the Seifa of the Mishnah that really, when it says uvalva amru means eid echad, that means that eid echad is believed to say meis bailech, so that you're now allowed to go and get married. Frank the Gemara, where do you find that eid echad is believed? Now, the Gemara proved that an eid echad is believed where you're quiet and you're being quiet has a shaykhis. But that doesn't mean eid echad is believed. That's shtika kaidah. If you are shaykh to having a yediyah and you're quiet, so shtika kaida, ida spalding kamei edim dami, shav yanav shichatich di yisura, so that I could hear. The Gemara proved eid echad is neman bi yisurim, where it's loyis chazik yisura. But the Gemara did not prove that eid echad is neman bi yisurim, kineged is chazik bi yisura, and certainly where it's a davash of erva. And in our Mishnah, it's both. Number one, there's a chazak, she's becheskes eishesish, and number two, it's davash of erva. And in davash of erva, pachas mishnaim, so says the Gemara, what's pshat that this eid echad is believed? So here's the punchline. Amar Rab Zeira said, you want to know why you believe this eid echad? Mitoy chomech echmar toleo besoifa, he kal toleo betchilo. The reason is because we're going to assume that this woman's going to do proper due diligence before she gets married. Why are you making that assumption? Read the Mishnah. You see what happens if her husband actually shows up? She's going to be of such gahak tetzuras, and as a result, it's mistaber then that she would do everything she needs to do, and it's for that reason we go and we allow her now to get married. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Loi lichmer v'loi leiko. So really, you're being meiko because you were so machmer. Why were you so machmer and as a result, mekel? It meaning, it almost sounds like from the Gemara, the way the Gemara is asking its question, that the reason we were machmer is because we want to be mekel. Meaning, so you want to know why we could be mekel? Because we're so machmer. Hey, but why were you so machmer? It's taka strange. Oh, probably because you want to be mekel. Fake the Gemara hagufa. Loi lichmer v'loi lekel. So the Gemara says, Mishum iguna kilvei rabana. No, because we want to be mekel. We were looking for a way to be mekel because this woman's going to be an aguna. And Mishum iguna kilvei rabana. And what the rabana did was, is they said, let's see if we can figure out a way to allow an eid echad to be believed. And they came up with an eid. So we'll be super machmer on the back end. So like this, on the front end, if an eid echad comes and she decides to get married, but sir of the fact that daike ishu minsava, that she's probably not going to get married unless she did real, real homework and real due diligence. It's for that reason we're going to allow her to get married. So really, if we would stop here, it sounds a little bit from our Gemara, like the Gemara said that really we have no makar in the Torah anywhere, that an eid echad should be believed, number one, keneged is chazak yisura, and certainly where it's a davash of erva. The only reason the eid echad is believed is mishum aguna kilo bei rabbanon. And the Gemara came up with an eid, so we'll be machmer on the back, so like this we could be mekel on the front, but at the end of the day, it sounds like from the Gemara that the Rabbanan felt so bad for the Aguna that they went kineged the Din Torah and they believed in Eid Echad. And all the Rishonim, Ke'ish Echad, Belev Echad, asked the question, where did the Rabbanan have a right to go kineged something that's mefurish in the Torah? And this is a tremendous discussion in the Rishonim. And really, it gets involved in the sugya of Yesh Koyach Biat Chachamim Lakir Dovim and HaTorah, which is a sugya that the Gemara a little bit and the Rishonim big time discuss here in Perek Ha'isha Rabba. Be'ezus Hashem, when we have more time, we're going to get into it. The Shmaitza and Shmaitza Zayin, there's so much here. But the bottom line is that the Poshit Daf Yoimi version of the Gemara is that really an eid echad midereisa should not be believed, but the Rabbanon invoked some superpower that they have. The reason they did it was mishum iguna. They tempered it by being very machmir lebesoifs, like this. They're a little more comfortable that nothing too terrible is going to happen over here. But at the end of the day, they're going kinegative retire, it sounds like. And because of this aguna, we say that we're going to be mekel. Zok the Gemara Vayta. So the Mishnah said, Teitzei mizeh umizeh v'chulu. So again, we said that the Mishnah was really straddling two different cases. We're talking about a situation where Isha was halach b'ilam dina sayam, ubo v'amru lo aneded echad said meiz b'ilich. She got married and the husband shows up. What's the halacha? The Mishnah is also talking about, much more bekitzer, about a case where two eidim came. And what we see seemingly from the Mishnah, from the Pashup Shana of the Mishnah, even though the Gemara is going to talk about this, but from the Pashup Shana of the Mishnah, it sounded like that what the Mishnah is saying is when Eid Echad comes, and then it's Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh. She can't stay married to the second husband. She's an Eish HaSish. That's easy. But she also can't go back to the first husband. If, however, there were two eidim that came, so then she can't stay married to the second husband, but she can go back to the first husband. Our Gemara now is going to discuss a comment that the Amora Rav made. So Rav made a comment with regards to the case where it was two Edim that said Meis Bailech. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rav. Rav said, Loishanu. This that the Mishnah says, that She has to be teitze mizeh umizeh is elish nisus beidachad. That's only true if she got married with an eidach. Aval nisus al pishnei edim loy teitze. But in the event that she got married al pishnei edim, so then the halacha is going to be loy teitze. Now, the Gemara now, in the Havamina, is going to assume that what does loy teitze mean? Loy teitze means she could stay married to the second husband. The maskana of Ashi is going to say that's not what Rav meant. But for now, the Gemara, and really for the remainder of the daf, is going to be under the impression that what Rav means when he says loy teitze is if two edim were the ones that told this woman you can get married, and then her husband showed up, oh, you did it based on two edim, stay married to the second man. Which of course is a pella. So the Gemara says, "Mechakwa lo b'marava." So in Eretz Yisrael, they heard what Rav said and they left. They said, "Asa gavra v'koy." The husband is standing here, shteita b'haruk v'raglov. V'at amrit loy teitzei. How could you tell me loy teitzei? It doesn't make any sense. The man is here. So if the man is here, how could the halacha be? I understand she got married al pi two edim and two edim. I hear, but obviously the edim were lying. V'haraya because the husband is here. So how could you tell me that? So the Gemara says, "Loy tzricha." You have to say it's talking about the loy adin alei. It's talking about where the man showed up. However, no one recognized this man. No one knew who he was. And because no one knew who he was, so we don't really know that he's the husband. Faith the Gemara, idolei adinolei, then beidachad amai teitze. So if the case is talking about where we don't know who he is, so that's no shaykhist our Mishnah. The Chayri, you would think, even in our Mishnah, which got married, al pi eid echad, and then this man shows up and no one knows who he is, then what's the... I thought the husband showed up. If we don't know who he is, so the husband didn't show up. So what are we even talking about? Now let me clarify. It's talking about the Asa Beitrei, V'omri Anan Havina Bahadei Michi Nofik V'adhashta. It's talking about where this man showed up and to the shtetl and he said, oh, I'm your husband, I'm here. And everyone's looking at him, nobody recognizes him. However, there were two Edom that were with this man, and the two Edom said, oh, we were with him the entire time, and this is who it is. Now, they told the villagers, they said, V'atun hu delay adisule, you taka don't recognize him. Now you can say, how's it possible you don't recognize him? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Dechseva Yaki Yosef es echav. Yosef recognized his brothers, v'him lo yikiru. But they didn't recognize him. Amar Avchiz, Avchiz, Zem, Alamit, Shiyasa, B'lai Chsim Mezakin. Ubaba Chsim Mezakin. You know why? Because he started off B'lai Chsim Mezakin, and then already he had a Chsim Mezakin. So you see, it's possible not to recognize somebody. So it says the Gemara like this. The Mishnah is talking about where there were two Edim. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the man showed up and nobody recognized him. However, two Edom came and the Edom said that we know it's him. So being that in the Mishnah, it's talking about where Nate Echot said that the husband died. And now two Edom are saying that the husband just showed up. That's why the Halacha states Mizeh Mizeh, because the two Edom are Nemon Keneged Eid Echot. Rav, however, is talking about a case where two Edom said Meis Bailech. Now you have two Edom that came and said that he's alive, because he's the man. So it comes out, really, you have a tray. And being that it's a tray, therefore the halachas loy teitze, we allow her to stay married. But the Gemara says, so you have a tray. You have a suffik deraisa right now, if she's an eishes ish or she's not an eishes ish. So misafik, it's just a hefkevel. Oh, it's just two against two, just stay married. Sheval taisa adif. Faith the Gemara, soif tray ninu. It's still a tray. Va'bo le ba'ashim tolukai. And if someone's ba'al le, in this case, it's going to be b'shoigig. If someone does a chavi krisos misafik b'shoigig, the halacha is you have to bring a carbon nashim tali, so you can't just get married. Rav Sheshes added to Rav Zekimta. It's talking about that she got married to one of the Edom. So two Edom came and said your husband died, and then she ended up marrying one of these two Edom. So because she got married to one of these two Edom, so this man is one of the Edom that said I know for sure that he died. So the halacha is Zok Rashi that even though it's true, there's a halacha if someone's over a suffik chayve krisus b'shoigig, he has to bring a ashim tali, but that's only misha liboy noikfai. It's only if his heart is clapping. That's only if he himself has a suffik. However, if he himself says bari li, I know, then it's not going to be a problem. So being that over here, the husband is a bari li, because he was one of the edim that actually knows what happened. So as a result, he's allowed to stay. Of the Gemara says, he gufa ba'ashim tali kaima. What about her? She's ba'ashim tali. She also has an iser. Ba'imer is bari li. It's talking about what she also said bari li. In other words, when Rav said that if two edim would come, the halacha is... and say that your husband, her husband went to Medina Sayyam. Two of them come and say, Meis Bailech. She went and got married. Then this man shows up. Being that she got married, Al Pi Tu Edom, the halacha is loy teitze, she's allowed to stay married. Zok the Gemara, when Rav said that, he didn't just mean it in a vacuum, but rather he meant a very, very specific case. He meant where the man that showed up really no one recognized. And no one really thought it was the husband. But there were two Edom that said that it was the husband. Now, the Umas, the two Edom that are saying he's the husband, meaning the husband's alive, there were two Edom that said that the husband died. Ordinarily, it would be a Sveika Deiraisa, an Ashram Tolui, which would be an issue. But over here, it's talking about where she herself says, Barili, that my husband died. Or, not Barili, that my husband died. Barili, that this man's not my husband, right? How would she know Barili, that my husband died? We spoke to that earlier in the doc. But Barili, that this is not the husband. And he himself was one of the Edom that said, I know the husband died. So there's no problem with Vashem Tali over here. And it's for that reason they would be allowed to get married. And that's what Rav meant when he said, Loi Teitse. Zok de Gemara, Ihachi. If that's what Rav meant, we flipped the whole script. My Lememra, that I don't even understand the Chiddush. Me, we started off with Mechakwa Lobe Marava. They were Pasha laughing at Rav's halacha. And now the Gemara says, well, if that's all you meant, Rav, Chfashtenish the Grace of Chiddush. Why? Afilu Rabbi Nachim Rabbi Yosi, Ethan Rabbi Nachim Rabbi Yosi. We'll see who he is in a minute. Like Kamer Elik Shabbo Edom Vachakach Nisei. It's the only time he ever said Teitse in a case where there's a Trey or Trey of two Edom say that she's an Eishesish, two Edom says she's not an Eishesish. That if first Edom came, meaning there was already a suffix whether she's an Eishesish, and then she got married. Avon Nisei Vachakach Bo Edom Loi. But in the event that she would get married and then there would be established a suffix, even Rabbi Nachim Rabbi Yosi, who's a big macher in this sugya, would agree Loi Teitse. Who's this Rabbi Nachim Rabbi Yosi? What's this case? Tanya we learned to the Brisa. Shnayim Omer Meis. Two Edom say that this man died. Shnayim Omer Loimis. Two Edom say he didn't die. Shnayim Omer Nisgash. Two Edom say that she got divorced. Shnayim Omer Loimisgash. Two Edom say she didn't get divorced. So there's a suffix right now whether she's an Eishesish or not. Harezu Loitinase. She's not allowed to get married. Then Nisus Loitetse. And if she gets married, being that it's a Trey or Trey, it's only a suffix. She's allowed to stay married. Rav Nachman Rabbi Yosi Omer. Rav Nachman Rabbi Yosi said Teitse. Omer Rav Nachman Rabbi Yosi. Rav Nachman Rabbi Yosi said Emes Ayani Omer Teitse. When do I hold Teitse? Bismach Bo Edom Vachach Nisus. That's only a first Edom came and then she got married. Avon Nisus Vachach Bo Edom. But if first she got married and then the Edom came, Harezu Loitetse. Then the halach is loitetze. So you see already the Tanam discussed this shayla. Tanam discussed what happens if two Edom say she's an Eishesish and two Edom say she's not an Eishesish. So the halach is, according to the Chachamim, loitetze. According to Rav Nachman and Rav Yosi, it depends. If she got married after it was really noyel the suffix, then the halach is teitze. But if she got married before it was noyel the suffix, then the halach is loitetze. Now, by the way, the Rashi quotes the Gemara elsewhere, that the Gemara says that obviously we're talking here too about where it was one of the Edom that got married, and she said Barili, because otherwise you'd run into the problem of Vashem Tali, the same problem that we have in our Gemara. But Yech Sheyeh, it's a mefurisha discussion in the Tanan. And not just that, everybody holds, there's no shaila in this discussion, that in the event that it was Nises, and afterwards the whole Safi came, Achyach Bo Edom, then the Halach is like Teitse. So why would I need Rav to say this? No one argues with this halacha. And it's a mefurish shmuz in the Tanoim. Even Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yosi, who said sometimes Teitse, it's only if she got married after it was Noila the Safik. But Nisnes Va'achakach is not going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, Ki kama Rav Nami, you have to say Rav was talking about another Akimta. Bizman Shabo, Eidim Va'achakach Nises. It's talking about where Eidim came, and then afterwards she got married, and Rav is saying, Loi Teitse, and that's already a Chiddush. You know what the Chiddush is? Well, Afu came to Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yosi. He's coming to Afu, Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yosi holds in that case, Teitse. He's coming to say Loi Teitse. Ikadamri, or you could say it a little bit differently. Taima the Nises, Va'achakach Bo Eidim. Avo Bach Achakach Bo Eidim, Va'achakach Nises, Teitse. Maybe let's be medayik in Rav, just the opposite. Meaning Rav is talking about not where it was Bo Edom v'achakach Nises. It was Nises v'achakach Bo Edom, like we thought up until now. And you want to know what the Chiddush of Rav is? The Chiddush of Rav is not Loi Teitse, because everybody holds Loi Teitse. The Chiddush is that it's only when it's Nises v'achakach Bo Edom that the Halach is Loi Teitse. But if it would be Bo Edom v'achakach Nises, then the Halach would be Teitse. And you know what the Chiddush is? Come on, Rav Nachman Rabbi Yosi. The Chiddush is Rav Nachman Rabbi Yosi. In other words, it's true. Rav's Chiddush is not the Iker Halacha that he said. It's for sure not the Iker Halacha. Either we have to tweak the Halacha, meaning let's be Meshana the Gersa, or it's a Mechlalav Atashemeyehen. But the Chiddush of Rav is not in the event where there were two Edom that came and said, husband died, and then the man shows up and two Edom are saying that he's the husband, and she gets married to one of the Edom that said her husband died, and she's barili that the man that just showed up is not her husband, that the halach is loy teitze. Doesn't ish kein chiddush. That's only the Tanam discussed already, and there's no one that holds teitze in that case. Everybody would agree the halach is loy teitze. What then is the chiddush? The chiddush of Rav is going to be in a case where the Edom said, Meis Bailech. Then two Edom came and said, no, this is your husband, he's here. She's Barili. She gets married to one of the Edom, but it was Bo Edom v'achakach Nises. It's that halacha that Rav is discussing. Now, what Rav hold in that halacha? Two Stodim in the Gemara. In the first lishon of the Gemara, he holds loy teitzei. We changed the gerus and Rav. That is goof of the case that Rav is talking about. Loy teitzei, lafukim, and the Rav Nachman, Rav Yossi, who holds teitzei. Or he's going to hold teitzei. Where do you see that he holds teitzei? Because really, Rav was talking about a case where it was nises v'achkach bo'edim, and really the chiddush of Rav was that it's only in that case that loch is going to be loy teitzei. However, in the case where it was bo'edim v'achach nises, there it's going to be teitzei. And if that's the case, he's not the loik Rav Nachman Rav Yossi, he's actually saying the halacha of Rav Nachman Rav Yossi, of a masiv Rav. When I finish, Rav asked the kasha on Rav. Minayin, how do you know? Shem loy rotza dafnoi. Interesting word, dafnoi, miloshin daf. But how do you know that loy rotza dafnoi? So who is this loy rotza? So Rashi says, we're talking about a koyin. Koyin that wanted to be metamet mason. That's not good. He wanted to marry Noshim Sulois, a woman that a koyin is not allowed to marry. So we're telling him that you're doing something wrong. He doesn't care. So how do you know dafnoi? What does dafnoi mean? He kohu. We hit him. V'kitshei bal korche. We mekadesh him bal korche. So how do you know that that's what you're supposed to do? Talmud Loimar, it says v'kidashtoi bal korche. That bal korche, this is something that we need to force him to do. So the Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the case? Now you'll tell me, hey chidami, I don't know, maybe the case is a pashta case. Person doesn't want to do what he's supposed to do. So says Rashi, that can't be. Why? To havadai b'isim mefursim. Every halach in the Torah, you force a person to make sure he does the right thing. So must be we're talking about a case. So the Gemara is going to say, you know what the case might have been? A case similar to our Mishnah, where you have a situation where a man is marrying a woman that might be a Zoyna. You know why she might be a Zoyna? She was an Isha Shalach Bailam Dina Sayyam. Eid Echad or two Eidim came and said, your husband died, she got married to somebody else, then he showed up. One of these cases. And therefore, you have a Pseshtichel Shaili here from a Zoyna perspective, because the Mishnah already said, Bas Yisrael, she would be also Lekayin, because now she's going to be, she's a Saita, her child is a Mamzer, and she's also a Zoyna as it relates to a Kayin. So based on that, maybe that's what's going on here, and that's what we're saying, Dafnoi, that we're going to force this person, we're going to shmeis him, and we're not going to let him do it. Right, we're going to hit him with a daf. That's probably Pashup Shat. Says the Gemara, Hechidami, Ifleim, Vadaloi, Nisis, Lechot Me'edea. So what's the case? Is the case where Taka, something like this happened, and she got married not to one of the Eidim, v'loy kamri barili, and she's not saying barili, it's richa l'meimah de dafnoi, so what's the tzad that she should be able to continue to stay married? I mean, let's just pick a case. Let's say the case is Rav's case, right? Because that's obviously what the Gemara wants to do here. So Gemara is going to shtel tzu to Rav. The case is where this woman's husband went to Medina Sayyam, two Eidim came and said, husband died. Then two Eidim showed up and said, your husband's really alive. Very good. So now she goes ahead and this Kayin wants to marry her. So we're saying, Daphne, we're not going to allow him to marry her. Now, if it's talking about where he's not one of the Eidim, and she's not Barili, whether he's alive or not, so Tzricha L'meimah de Daphne, of course she can't be married to him. There's no Havamina that she shouldn't be, at the very least, a Safik Zayna, and as a result, there's no reason he should be able to marry her. Elolav, this is L'echa Me'edah. It must be the Kayin is one of the Eidim. V'kamra Barili, and she's saying, Barili, Viktani Daphnoi. And still we don't allow them to get married. Alma Mafkina Lemine. See, still you see that we force them to get divorced, even in this case, which is not like Rav. Rav said in the case of two Eidim and two Eidim, that if it's Barili, and she was Nisus Lechod Me'edea, we allow them to stay married. You see from here that if it was a Kayim, because of the Issa Zoyna Daphnoi, we're gonna force them to get divorced. So it's a Kasha and Rav. You'll see in the Gemara's Terutzim that the Gemara is anticipating everything that we're all thinking. So the first Teretz, the Gemara says, it's Issa Kuhuna Shaini. Maybe he's a Kayin, and because he's a Kayin, you find Chumras when it comes to Kayan. If Ibai say, you could say, maybe my Daphne, Daphne be'edim. Daphne doesn't mean in the event that they taka got married, we would force them to get divorced. But rather, Daphne means we force them to do better due diligence. Could be once he gets married, Rav said, we're going to allow them to stay married. Maybe the case is talking about where first the Edom came, and then afterwards she got married, and therefore the Allah is Teitzei, because Rav Nachman Rav Yossi is going coin to Rav Nachman Rav Yossi, and in that case, maybe Rav never said his halacha. One lishon in the Gemara, Rav holds like Rav Nachman Rav Yossi, but either way, this is already Rav Nachman Rav Yossi sugyo. It's nothing to do with Rav. Rav is talking about where it was Nisei's Vachach Boedim. Maybe the case was Boedim Vachach Nisei. Certainly not a checkmate Raya Keneged Rav from this brisa. But either way, we started this last part of the daf with something that Rav said. Rav said, now when it says in the Mishnah, Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh, this is all Loishanu Ela Sheniseis Beit Echad. Avon Niseis Al Pishnei Eidim Loi Teitzei. And the Gemara took what Rav said at very, very face value. And that is, it's talking about where there was a married woman, her husband, Matina Zayam, Two Adam said, your husband's dead. She got married to somebody else. And then the husband showed up. Zok Rav loy teitzei. And we're struggling to understand Pashup Shana Rav. Because at its face value, mechak wa labim arav. It sounds funny. The husband's here. How could you allow them to stay married? It's very nice that this Nebuch was a shoygig and an oinus, but still, at the end of the day, the husband's here. So the Gemara mutchit and came out with a super duper akimta to the shoynus and what the akimta even is to explain Rab, but a whole bunch of different levels to this akimta. Rav Ashi said, more pashit. My loytetze to come a Rab. You wonder what Rab meant when he said loytetze? He meant loytetze meitera rishon. He meant she could stay married to the first husband. Never meant loytetze from the second husband. But after the second husband, we have to terminate. But the first husband, Sakta Gemara, if that's what Rav meant, Ha'amra Rav Chadazimno, didn't Rav say this already at the time? We learned in our Mishnah, Nisei Shalei B'Shus, Muteres Lach Shalei. That was what the Mishnah said. And we taiched it the way Rav did. Va'amra Rav Huna, Amra Rav, Hachi Hilchasa. Meaning, what's the taich? The taich is that she's allowed to stay with the first husband. And Rav said that we paskin like this Mishnah, so why would Rav have had to have said it a second time? And now you chab why the Gemara didn't want to think that that's what Rav meant. It's this kasha. Because the Gemara knew Rav had said, of course, it's the Pashim Shana Rav. Oh, but here's the punchline. Rav said that already. So some stabber that Rav would have chazed the same halacha the same time. The Gemara says Rav didn't chazer it twice. Chod mechlolo de chaverta itmar. Rav said one halacha, and from one we were able to deduce the other. It's meaning he didn't say it twice. Rav said the halacha is like the Mishnah. Rav said the halacha, and from one you were able to prove the other. If he holds loytetze mibay larishin, obviously paskins like the Mishnah. And if he paskins like the Mishnah, then obviously he holds loytetze mibay larishin. But loytetze doesn't mean mibay la sheni. Loytetze coin to Rav Ashi. She means mi bailo harisha.